The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
You know the question I probably get the most?
What's
that? I'll probably get it today. When I'm out and, oh yeah, I'm on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. The question I get the most, I don't know if it's the same for you, Joshy. The question I get the most is, Chewy really like that? Is that who, or is there, like, no, that's just, when you listen to the show,
what
that's
is
just
like
who
that,
Chewy
though?
Is.
Like what? Weird?
Like what we just heard.
Well, it's a fair question.
Which, look, I don't disagree. Everything that you just heard in that clip from a couple of weeks ago, when you were discussing Jesus and whether or not he wore socks with his sandals.
That was just Thursday, by the way.
Feels like a lifetime ago.
I know a lot's happened since Thursday.
That was Thursday? Are we sure that wasn't 2 weeks ago, Josh?
Positive.
Because it felt like it might have been 2 weeks ago. But I digress. When you say something, and then you go, I wonder how they clipped their toenails back then. Like, that's genius. That's things that not everybody thinks of and is hilarious and, like, profound all at the same time. This is who you are. This is who this man is. And, yeah, that's the question I get the most. I've got the MacFund golf outing today, so I'll be paired with four, people I've never met before, and I guarantee... Oh, yeah, I do Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Oh, Chewy, is he really like... Is he like he is?
What?
I got that.
Tell it the way it is?
Well, no, just like...
Weird. You got a weird
brain. Oh, I got a weird. Yeah.
No.
I think the older I get, I don't know. Is it weird?
Your brain just works in a different way than everybody else.
Yes. Totally agree.
I didn't mean weird brain as an insult. It's
no.
Just,
No.
My brain would never go there.
Yes.
And I think there's something to do with the locker room because Tausch has the same thing a lot where it's like, I had never considered that ever. I don't know why you're even bothering, but I don't have an answer.
And I love that your brain goes there.
Well,
this show would be a lot more boring if your brain didn't go there.
It stems from a lot of downtime and during training camp, installing the same offense for 9 years in a row. What do? You're in that meeting for 2 hours. You know everything.
You could probably lead
the
meeting.
You're bored. So then you just start wandering and like, I wonder what they did back then. You know? I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what they didn't do back then. They didn't give out $55 million a year contracts. So Jordan Love, it's our first time, your first time to react to Jordan Love getting a four-year, $220 million extension, $75 million of which is a signing bonus. Apparently $155 million in new guarantees. Your reaction when that contract came across on Friday night?
The first thing was, this contract didn't seem that difficult.
That was my first reaction as well.
Like, why did it take so long?
What
why wasn't it done a week before? But now that it's done, that's fine. Other shocking thing was the four-year deal. I was a little shocked at that. I thought it'd be five.
And maybe that was something that they were hung up on. Like, if we're trying to figure out what took so long, maybe the Packers wanted five and Love went...
Well, those are concessions, sure.
Yeah, give me four,
yes.
So I've got another chance to re-up this deal in 4 years. Which, by the way, they're going to be renegotiating this deal before it's done anyway.
If he's good.
Well, either way.
If he's good. You know what?
Either way, we're not seeing Jordan Love play in 2028 with a $74.2 million cap hit.
No.
He's going to be cut or have a new deal.
Correct.
Only two options.
Those are the only two options because he ain't playing under that.
But the excuses are done. You're the highest paid or tied for the highest paid, you better play like the highest paid quarterback or you're going to get critiqued, right?
But he got critiqued without being the highest paid quarterback anyway.
Yeah.
Like, we were critical of him last year, right?
Do you think, because we're going to hear from Goody, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You think they really believe in what they have? I mean, $55 million is a lot of cabbage.
Do they really believe?
Well, because you said the third year they have an out, which you should have.
Yeah, so just kind of quickly running down this contract, because maybe you missed the details of the contract, which kind of leaked out over the weekend. I think the first to have it was Florio at Pro Football Talk. So this year, Jordan Love has a $3.5 million base. His cap, it ends up being close to $21 million because they're spreading that $75 million signing bonus over 5 years, which is, again, why you want to get this deal done so you have this extra year right now to help spread out salary cap. And they've got a little bit of cap room right now. Next year, it's a $29 million cap, or almost a $30 million cap hit. Year after that, $36.1 million cap hit. And after that, the Packers would have a potential out.
Okay.
My takeaway was, it seems like the Packers were pretty effectively hedged their bet. They made a commitment. They got the 55 number that Jordan wanted, but he got less guaranteed than Tua Tagovailoa, mm-hmm. which we all look at and go, well, Jordan's better than that. Tua's never been as good as that. So the Packers got him the deal, that giant signing bonus, the biggest all time, which is, there's a reason that's being advertised. And the reason they're telling us about the biggest signing bonus ever is because his number of guaranteed money is much lower than everyone would have suspected. So they got the deal done. They got a good deal for the Packers. Russ Ball earned his keep.
That was fair, yeah. I wouldn't declare a winner, would you?
I'm declaring it a win in terms of what this could have cost and what this could have drug out into. The Packers have very favorable cap numbers with Jordan Love. There's no, unless it gets to that fourth year, which is not a year that's going to exist, they're going to be in a spot where they're going to add.
Fifth year. Because the fourth year, you can manage.
Right, I was thinking four-year extension, but they had one more year.
In 2027, I'm assuming you're going to be able to deal with a $42.4 million dollar cap hit.
Yes.
It's the 74 that you can't really deal with.
Uh-huh. Like I looked at this deal, and I said it all along. You don't deserve the money. The market is what it is. Now you better go out and prove that you deserve. Like, this isn't Mahomes, you know?
Yeah.
We already know Mahomes is great. Hall of Famer, great. Kind of deserves what he's going to get probably within the next couple of years. Because they'll have to redo his.
Probably.
He's knocking on that door soon.
Yeah. Yes. if not already.
As much as
he has to go out and earn this.
Yeah, so you tell me this, because this was something that crossed my mind about the pressure of this contract. So where is there more pressure? When you're playing for your job and your livelihood, like everything that you have done in your life since he can remember was to try to play in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And last year, he was playing for that dream. He was playing for that life. First half didn't go well. If the second half looked exactly like the first half, I don't even know if he's a Packer right now. Like, they could have easily gotten out of the deal and could have moved on.
Yeah.
But instead, so now you're playing with the pressure of your dream, your life, your livelihood is on the line. Well, that's not what's on the line. Now you play with the pressure of, I got this big contract, I have to live up to it. Where is there more pressure between those two scenarios?
Proving yourself. Because this is a different kind. This is, I don't know if there's pressure, but if you don't play well, you're more embarrassed than anything, right? I mean, if you're the highest paid, you better play. Like, he's got to be a perennial Pro Bowl player with money like that.
Yep.
You got to make it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, I mean, ultimately, you still have the money. So there's a party that's like, oh, who cares? I still got my $150 million guarantee.
That's me. If I ever signed one of these contracts.
But it's like Ryan
Leaf. Wait, you're Cletus Hunt? Mm-hmm. Joshy's Cletus Hunt.
Like Ryan Leaf, probably the best example out there. It's embarrassed, you know?
Oh, yeah.
When you mention Ryan Leaf, it's probably not something positive.
Yeah, and he's been open about that.
Yes. So that's the pressure. It's not like, you're like embarrassed if you play bad.
And
like when I played against Philly.
Yeah.
Remember that game I always tell you about? I was embarrassed. You know, I didn't really feel pressure. I knew I'd turn it around and I couldn't approach a game like that, but it was more embarrassed. When you're fighting for your livelihood, you don't know where you're going to be painting bridges tomorrow. That's a bigger pressure. Going into the building and like, they're cutting two people today. I wonder if I'm one of them.
And at that point, my guess is while you have confidence outwardly,
yeah.
like there's still a little voice inside of you going, oh, maybe I'm not good enough. You know,
yeah.
I'm guessing you bury it and outwardly you still have the confidence, but mm-hmm. that's, you know, if you don't make it, you don't make it. You know,
yes.
there's a bunch of guys that don't make it. Whereas I think, yeah, it's kind of the shame of, okay, I've got this big contract and not playing well.
Yeah.
And guess what? Spoiler alert. He's going to have bad games this year.
Yeah.
He's going to have bad
Which
games.
Which is fine, but yeah. he just has to limit the number of bad games.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
But when you're making $55 million and it's the fourth quarter and you're down by four and you got to go 70 yards,
mm-hmm.
you better win that game more than you lose it. Right?
Yeah. And that's not coming through every time. And I guarantee if they... Here's the thing I'm not looking forward to. Because there are plenty of people out there, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on our talking text line, that, or whether it's people calling in. If they lose that first game in Brazil against the Eagles, there are going to be a lot, not worth it. Told you it wasn't worth it.
Even if he plays well?
There are people that have been rooting for him to fail, and I don't know why at this point.
I don't either, because he's the nicest kid in the
world. Yeah, right? Right?
Well, from what we see.
It's correct.
What goes behind behind closed doors?
Because
I could tell you a handful of players that people love mm-hmm. that,
Well, no. I mean, the biggest, I don't want even to say his name on the radio, but there's a big example in Packers history of somebody who everybody loved and... Well, he ended up serving some prison time.
As I say, he's in federal prison right now, so if there's any.
I don't even know who the hell you're talking about.
Duller.
Oh, yeah. He's already exited my brain.
Yeah, I think he's exited most
people.
Honestly, like, that's the biggest example.
Yeah.
Not to say that anybody is doing that, but that's just where you truly don't know these guys. But outwardly, yes, he seems fantastic. His teammates love him. The things that we know about him seem fantastic, so I don't know why you wouldn't root for him at this point.
So moving forward now...
It's Aaron Rodgers' hangover, just to be clear.
Wait, what? So the reason they're not rooting for him is because...
Because they liked Aaron Rodgers. Because they didn't think that they should move on from him and blamed the Packers and not Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, so yeah, same thing that Rodgers had to go through, where it took a while for people to fully buy in because he wasn't Brett.
Yeah. But now we move forward. Does he play in the preseason?
My guess is he plays a hand, like, probably at most three quarters combined in the three games.
Okay.
You know, maybe he plays a series or two in the first game.
Yeah, I still think he needs some looks.
Oh, absolutely. But it's not even just him. It's like the entire offense, Chu.
Yes.
It's the entire offense that needs some work. 800-990-3776. Let's go out to the phone lines if you want to join us. Dan in Sheboygan, you're on Genless Gabe and Chewy today.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's happening,
morning.
Dan?
Hey, since Love didn't practice at all last week, again, Mr. Sean Clifford had the opportunity to show something to quarterback. Is he the backup or is he truly a big red dog? I mean, it sounded rough when he was in there.
Oh, that's a good pun.
Because we don't know if Jordan Love is durable. He's played one season.
That's true. I have no idea. I mean, yeah, it didn't sound... The reviews were not positive from what we understood from
Cliff. He had an opportunity to possibly catapult his career. You know, obviously not in Green Bay, but he had a chance to step up and show who he really was, and it sounds like it's not good. And if they only get two quarterbacks on a roster, we don't know how durable Love is. And I know in the past he brought Blake Bortles or anything. I might be paranoid over nothing, but I'm just saying, we don't know that Love is going to be like Favre and play every game for 17 years straight.
Yeah, and we can, that is a great point, Dan. We can explore more of that because, look, I don't think you have to be gung-ho. I think you can be a little bit nervous about this deal. I had to talk off, we did a special show, we called it the Jordan Love Contract Extension Extravaganza here on Saturday morning, me and Alex Stroff. And while Stroff is certainly, I mean, he's a Packers toad. Like he's Packers toad. No other way to put it.
Yeah.
But he's a little nervous about the deal. And I think that's fine to feel that way. Just a little bit nervous.
Because, why is he nervous?
Well, because this league has been littered with guys who have had good years.
Of course.
You know, so.
Yeah, we've said that
I
all
think
along.
There's. I think it's okay to have some skepticism.
The problem
I think it's okay to be a little nervous about the deal because he hasn't proved it the way that the past quarterbacks proved it. But I still have faith in Jordan
Well,
Love.
Here's the difference with Sean Clifford. Last year during training camp, which we all thought he had a pretty damn good training camp, you're going against prevent defense in Joe Barry.
Yeah.
You know, playing soft zone. That's easy for a quarterback, especially when it's not live, 7-on. You just pick it apart. Now you start to get a little pressure up in your face and guys moving all around. Not as easy. So, I really don't care. I really don't. Because if Sean Clifford or Brian Clifford or Eddie Clifford has to come into a game, they're not winning.
Correct.
That's like Aaron. Yep. Aaron Rodgers goes down. Season's over.
There isn't a team in, well, there's probably one or two, but hardly ever does a team stay the same or not go for a, like, you lose like 4 wins every season if you have to play your backup.
Ideally, yes. You want a backup quarterback that
if you have 4 games he's got to play,
yep.
He's got to win 2.
Yeah, if you have somebody that you have that you can go, okay, Love's got to miss 4 games. We can go 2-2 in this stretch. You feel great.
Yes.
You feel spectacular about that.
You're better than most. I think we should dive more into the nervous about the contract thing. Because I'm not at all.
Okay. I'm not either.
Okay. We can, and we've got a question here from Jay. I think that goes along the same line on the talk and text line. How could Jordan Love be so bad at the beginning of the year and then so good the last half of the season? What clicked? What changed? So we'll dive into that and the nervousness you may have as a fan behind the deal coming up next on, as suggested by Joe, Less Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And guess who didn't hit the hole? Zeke Elliott.
Ashton.
Well, I mean, yes. You all right back there?
That's so true.
It was a direct shot. She took out the sniper rifle and just...
There's not a... No, she got right up to me, took out a Glock, and just shot.
Yeah, right in the balls.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Are you nervous about the Jordan Love contract extension? I think that's fine to feel that way. I guess I'm less nervous. I was with Chewy when I first heard this happening because, look, we knew that the contract ended up coming in at about what we thought it was, right? Yeah. So my first reaction was, all right, about damn time. All right, now with these signed, go out there, practice, let's roll on with the rest of training camp with the rest of our lives. But I was shocked when I was in here on Saturday morning doing the special show we were doing around the contract, and Alex Strofe, Mr. Irrelevant, producer for KBN in the afternoons here on 94.5 ESPN, he seemed a little nervous.
You know why I'm not nervous? One bit.
Why?
Because of that contract they had with Rodgers that we thought was so debilitating,
mm-hmm.
and it really wasn't. Am I right?
Yeah, ended up being not. I mean, because they had back-to-back draft classes that were spectacular. So that helped because you didn't you didn't need any
Well, and Jordan Love playing the last 9 games like he did help too. But like you said, you've been saying for a while, does the cap really matter?
No,
I mean, look at Denver gets rid of Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible deal. Terrible. They'll be above water. They'll stink this year.
Yep.
But, you know, next year and the year after, they'll be fine. You just got to find a quarterback.
That
like,
is
where
the
does
big
he
thing.
Have to stay with that price tag? Top 5? Top 10? Would top 10 be good enough? Like, if he finishes this season the 8th best quarterback in the league, are we fine with it?
I mean, right now he's not even, with all the lists that came out, he didn't make very many top 10 lists. If he gets up to 8, he's moving up in the world.
Really?
Yeah. He needs to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFC, which honestly is not that hard to do.
Nope.
It's not a big list of names that you have to overcome in the NFC.
Yeah, but are we underselling Dak? I mean, I know he sucks in the playoffs, but he was runner up to the MVP last year. Does he deserve $60 million? There's just something about Dak that's like, it's like Tua. It's like we knew Tua wasn't. Even though it's, what, $3.5 million apart,
mm-hmm.
it feels like miles. Doesn't it? It's like, all right, Tua kind of deserves that.
It feels like we're not going to have to worry about Dak as long as he's a Cowboy. The Cowboys are going to do Cowboy things with Jerry Jones.
Correct.
The team.
Well, again, the question that Dak should be asking, because Jerry's been asking himself, can I win a Super Bowl with Dak? Dak should be asking, can I win a Super Bowl with Jerry?
Yeah.
But how big is the gap, Mahomes, and then how big's the gap? Massive?
Let's pick.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's so big.
Is it like Andy Reid, next best coach behind him?
probably
is way down the line.
Probably, but it's bigger. I think it's bigger. I think the second best coach, whoever you have as the second best coach, is closer to Andy Reid than whoever you have as the second best quarterback is to Patrick Mahomes.
So there wouldn't be a lot of people if Mahomes was asking for 70 and they gave it to him. I'd go, yep, sure, yours.
Yeah. No.
There isn't a number where I'd be like, yeah, it's too much.
Did you see the cast of characters they won a Super Bowl with last year?
Yeah,
granted,
I know.
Their defense was pretty good, but that offense was PU stinky. And then it wasn't stinky because of him.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Jordan Love, like, I know people are nervous about the first half of the season, and I feel like as rough as it looked at times, we're kind of misremembering how bad Matt LaFleur was with the game planning because he was so nervous about those young wide receivers not doing the right thing. So it was kind of a circular motion. Matt LaFleur was calling terrible conservative plays because he couldn't trust his wide receivers, so Jordan Love also looked bad. The wide like, how many times were wide receivers within 5 yards of people on a play? And you're like, why are you two next to each other?
There was one time where like three guys ended up in the same area. And we broke it down on the All 22, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
But we
here?
Knew that was going to happen.
Yes.
Like watching and doing that All 22.
Yeah.
There was a lot of luck involved last year.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Luck from the standpoint, the defenders are going, what the hell are three of them doing here?
Right.
Is this something new coming at me?
We didn't see this in prep. This wasn't on film.
But it's hard for the defense to know what you're doing if you don't know what you're doing.
It feels like we remember Jordan Love's struggles, but we don't remember everyone else's struggles from those first like 8 games. And it seems like we've wiped that away and put it solely on Jordan Love, which is what happens. You're the quarterback. You're the biggest piece of attention. That's kind of how things always go. But, like, his improvement was largely because his team improved as well.
Yes.
And then he made so many throws and so many checks, like the Dallas, the Dontavian Wicks, where he saw zero blitz, all out, and he checked into the right play, threw a dime with pressure in his face. Like, that's not just a fluke. That's a guy who knows what he's seen and has total command of everything going on around him.
So the turning point was Matt LaFleur saying, hey, I just got to let it rip. Like, we're sinking right now with this conservative stuff. We just have to let it rip and hope for the best. And the best turned out to be pretty good for the Packers.
What would they have done if he played half as well or 75% as well those last 9 games and they lose in the first round of the playoffs?
I don't think he's getting this contract.
No, he's not getting this contract.
Yeah. But they're signing him to some sort of extension.
You think so?
Probably something to get him past this year. Maybe it's just a mini 2-year, little 3-year extension.
$35 million a year?
I mean, it would still be higher. You get it higher than 40 because...
Because of Daniel Jones.
Because of Daniel Jones. Right. Like, there was always a floor to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not $55 million a year.
I don't know why people are nervous.
But I'm also not nervous because...
What are they nervous about, though?
That he's not actually this. Well, that he could regress to something. And here's why I'm not nervous. Because somebody else had and it was less than second half, ended up being comeback player of the year. Like Joe Flacco played six games with Cleveland. And ended up winning comeback player of the year because he played so good.
Yeah.
But like you could sense as it was happening that there was a fluky nature to it. You know, he's like throwing up balls, they're coming down with it. It was almost like when Brett, when his dad died in Oakland.
Yeah, there was
throwing everything up, and Javon Walker and Robert Ferguson and Wesley Walls just coming down with everything. Like, there was a sense to that in Cleveland, and then it all came crumbling apart in their playoff game because Joe Flacco was still turning the ball over despite the big plays. To Josh's point, it seemed like Jordan Love was in complete control of this offense. Were there shaky moments? Yeah, because that Giants game happened in the middle. He didn't play very well of the good stretch of games, which is going to happen. But he just seemed in so much control of this offense. And the one thing that a lot of people, whether it's Ted Wynn, whether it's, I'm trying to think of all the Aaron Schatz, whether it's these guys who are a little more analytical on social media and for their respective platforms, talking about the different throws he can make that not everybody can make. That's what makes me excited and make me not really nervous about this team.
But they did have an easy schedule last year compared to this year, right? I mean, their schedule wasn't super tough.
No.
This year, it seems to be a lot tougher. All I'm saying is, because Jalen Hurts took a step back last year, right?
Yeah, he turned the ball over a lot.
Took a step back.
Oh, he was also, Again, he's on his third offensive coordinator in as many years now.
Like, he's not going to play, like you said, 18 games like the last nine.
No, absolutely not. Not expecting it to. And that would be unfair expectations, by the way.
Yes.
To think he's just going to go, oh, he'll throw 36 touchdowns and two picks. Yeah, you can't just like double up the numbers that he had in those last nine games.
If I were to honestly diagnose the concern that's lingering for any people if they have doubts, it's that Jordan Love simply isn't Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers was as sure of a thing as you could possibly imagine. He had four MVPs. And this is just life without one of the best quarterbacks to ever live. You're going to have a little bit uncertainty, but we have more certainty as Green Bay Packers fans than 80% of teams right now.
Yeah.
There's teams showing up going, well, I think this guy is the guy. But like, there's a handful of teams that are feel as as certain about their guy as we do right now. Like, who feels better? The Chiefs? The Bills?
Chiefs feel better. Bills feel better. Ravens feel better. Bengals feel better.
But there's going to be, and there's a potential of, a setback from those last nine games because other teams have a year of film on him. Other teams know what his strengths are. They know what his weaknesses are. Let's not forget, Tampa 2 under Kiffin was put in for Brett.
Yeah.
It was put in for quarterbacks that are impatient and can't dink and dunk and work themselves down the field. And it kind of worked until Holmgren figured it out and then we figured it out. So there might be a little backslide.
Yeah, again, I'm not expecting him to do what he did in again, 70% completion and 18 touchdowns and one interception and just, oh, double those numbers and he's going to be great.
Yeah.
No, that's not what's going to happen. There are going to be games where he struggles.
Sure. Like the nervous.
Which is fine.
Yes, that's fine.
Because as sure of a thing as Aaron Rodgers was, he had a lot of stinkers. A lot of stinkers.
Yeah.
I mean, there were exponentially more great games.
Is there a winner, though? Would you declare a winner to this negotiation? Because my guess is he probably wanted 57-58.
Sure.
But they wanted five.
Because
the four instead of five that's a pretty big chip.
I have a hard time walking away from this and seeing Jordan Love getting $75 million this year. Like, how is that not a winner? He's getting $75 million up front.
It's really a cake and eat it too situation. Because I think that we talked about how Justice Mosqueda talked about the Packers unwilling to give those big guaranteed numbers. The Packers kind of got away with both. They don't have as long-term of a commitment with the gigantic, like, I'm sure the guaranteed number was in the 200s when they first started these negotiations.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
155 is, as crazy as it sounds for that position, that age, not a lot.
See, I think Love going with the four might have pushed them over the top.
Do you think that they wanted, that what, the Packers
they
wanted
five? And I think that might have been the holdup.
And they finally went five.
He's
going to,
let's just say he plays a top 10 quarterback. Mm-hmm. Not top five, top 10. 3 years from now, he's going to get another kick at the cat.
Oh, yeah, which is why he would want a four-year deal.
Sure.
Because he knows,
so
just like everybody else
himself knows.
Well, again, $55 million per year? Like, we're already talking about Dak getting 60. Bill Barnwell had a piece where he was talking about Purdy getting 65 a year.
I know, but would you have taken the 450, 155, or would you have taken the 5-190?
4-155. If you wanted me to have fifth, that guaranteed number's got to be north of two. Which, again, would be tough for the Packers because then that gives them less outs.
Yes.
So, less years, that was probably the negotiation. All right, Jordan. You want 4 years, then you're going to get less guaranteed money.
What's the number going to be in 3 years? $70 million a year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 70 like, is on the horizon.
It's very possible that he gets like a $20 million raise by the time this contract is over in terms of his annual average value.
Yeah, like Caleb Williams and the whole draft class that just went, when it comes that time to renegotiate, those are the numbers we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Couple of texts to get to you here, 800-990-3776. Greg in Germantown saying, Gabe said Love needs to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFC. Isn't he already? He's behind Hurts and Dak, and you can make an argument he's only behind Goff and Purdy as well. It is a short list. So, yeah, it is a short list. I would agree with that. I mean, Kirk Cousins probably finds him on that list, but Stafford's the best quarterback in the NFC.
Do you think so? Best thrower of the ball.
I think he's the best quarterback in the NFC.
I think a healthy Stafford still.
Healthy Stafford's the best quarterback in the NFC, and he was healthy last year.
You don't like what Hurts can do?
I love what Hurts can do, but what separates you is the consistency and to be able to do it. Again, he turned the ball over a lot last year.
Yeah.
He's had one really good year and one. Last year was still solid. Like everyone wants to pretend that
Hurts was
terrible.
Well, he lost his coordinator, who's gone now.
Yeah, they also got rid of that coordinator, yeah. So he's on his third coordinator in as many years, and that's never easy on a quarterback. But I love Jalen Hurts, and I think he bounces back this year.
Okay.
But I think that a healthy Matthew Stafford is the best quarterback in the NFC. Yeah. And that he was the first quarterback in the NFC to appear on ESPN's top 10 quarterback list.
Yeah. No, I agree. So he has injury issues too, though.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I think he's primed to be taken over. If it's Jordan Love, that's great.
Yes. Yes.
But he still has it.
Justin says he is not nervous because Love didn't turn the ball over on top of the good stuff. You can't fake that piece. You can have lots of touchdowns and lots of turnovers. Not turning the ball over is not an accident.
No, I agree.
Because we've seen that. I mean, even Aaron Rodgers had a lot of.
I think we're really underselling Dak, though.
No, Dak's really good.
Yeah.
That team's a dumpster fire.
Yes.
An absolute dumpster fire. And if I were him, I'd run for the hills. I'd get the bleep out of there.
They're in the midst of three contract negotiations with three really good players. Why aren't they done?
I don't know if because they're waiting. My guess is because they want to get Dak done first, but they don't want to meet the price that Dak is asking. Because Dak's like, I'll just be a free agent, make $60-65 million somewhere else, which is probably what he should do anyway. Your reaction to the Jordan Love contract. Have more texts I want to get to coming up next here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But I do want to tell you about Palermo's Pizza because they were huge for me this weekend. Just kind of, you know, long weekend, doing a bunch of stuff, coming in, working, and just didn't. I got home on Saturday. Man, I don't feel like making dinner. But guess what we had in the freezer? We went with the Screamin' Sicilian. And within Screamin' Sicilian, there's a lot of different options, too. We went with the Stuffed Crust Pizza, me and my wife. But you can, again, with Palermo's, find a slice that everybody loves. Whether we're talking about Palermo's, Urban Pie, Connie's, Surfer Boy Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian, they are that perfect meal, especially in the summertime when you're a little busy and you get home. You still want to have something that tastes really good, but you don't have to put the effort in. Just fire up the oven, slide the pizza in. You're going to have something that tastes great because Palermo's has been doing this for 60 years. They know what they're doing when it comes to frozen pizza. So find them in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's flavor is our family's business.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I have told you how many times.
I know.
Do not mess with electricity, Chew.
And I don't. I did. I did. But
there was
I don't.
An incident?
There was one.
Plumbing, you're going to get wet. Electricity, you're going to die.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Check out the poll at JenGabeChewy on Twitter. Are you nervous about Jordan Love living up to expectations after signing his big extension with the Packers? No, he's the guy, or yes, are your options there. We'll check back in later. DJ in the Saw saying the reason that he has trepidation regarding Jordan Love contract is because everybody saw how he played when the season was on the line. You could argue he played his worst game against the 49ers. That performance not worth $240 million. And I think we're just talking about the back half of the third quarter into the fourth quarter, right? Because there were two and a half good quarters in there. And look, other than Patrick Mahomes, who... still, shockingly, has played in the AFC Championship game every year he's been a starter. Like, other than the guy who already is somehow considered the best, second-best quarterback in NFL history, the guy who's the best quarterback and there's a huge gap, other than that guy who is the unicorn, there's a learning curve to this stuff, man. Mm-hmm. Like, look at Brett. Look at Aaron. Look at how, like, Aaron's first pass was an interception. Interception in his first playoff game. And it ended up being a shootout then against the Cardinals. But then Brett had some success and some failures as well.
Yeah.
Like, none of these guys are just going straight to the front of the line and dominating through the playoffs their first time through. It's different. We always talk about this, Chew. You've talked about it a ton. The difference between going from high school to college, then college to the pros. And once you're in the pros, there's a difference between the preseason, the regular season, and the postseason in terms of the speed of the game.
Well, things move very fast, yes. And I said, he's a top 10 quarterback with this contract. I'm fine with it. I don't even think he has to be top five because this is going to get blown by in the next 2 years by a handful of other guys. Purdy, you know. Mahomes is probably going to re-sign a monster deal. So top 10 I'm fine with. Top 10 with this, what we think this roster is, once we get a look at this defense, you're a Super Bowl contender every year. Now, it's going to be interesting how this contract pairs up with these young guys getting paid. I mean, are they in a rush to do it before they have to pay those guys? Because that talent pool is going to get cut in half because they can't pay everybody. So when you're talking $75 million cap hit going into the fourth year, we're probably past it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're probably 2 years away from guys having to get paid. Certainly Watson, if he stays healthy.
You're going to have to make a decision on some of those guys.
So we'll have this core for the next 2-3 years.
2 years for sure, and then you're going to start losing guys in two seasons.
Yes.
You're going to lose some guys because you're not going to be able to pay everybody.
So the window's open.
Oh, the window's wide open.
The window's open. We knew it was going to open this year. We just didn't know how high it would open because we were all caught up on the 6-11 last year, 7-10, and it turned out better than that.
And honestly, to me, it's not about Jordan Love this year of how wide the window's open this year. It's the development of a lot of other guys. It's Rashawn Gary becoming the player that we think, because you talk about living up to a deal.
Yeah.
Guess who hasn't lived up to his deal?
Yeah. And I don't care about him in helmets.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear how great he is in helmets.
Yeah. Just having his helmet on and shorts against the guy who's not going against to be on the 53.
Exactly.
Might not even be in the league soon.
So I mean, if they can
I'd rather have him dominate the guy who's not being in the league. Don't get me wrong.
Good sign.
Like, yeah, it's I'd rather have that than him like getting stonewalled against that guy. But
if you have Gabe, if you have a top 10 defense and a top 10 quarterback, you're right there.
You feel like you have a really good chance. But there's a lot of growth that needs to happen defensively. There's still growth that needs to happen offensively.
Yes.
Questions along the offensive line and how quickly some of those questions get answered determines how big this window is.
But we feel better about the offense than we do the defense.
Without a doubt.
You know?
Without a doubt.
Because I don't want to hear this, we hear it every year. And I know, I like Hafley. I like his style of defense. Yeah. I don't know if they have the personnel to run it right now, but I don't want to hear this, the defense is so far ahead of the offense.
Okay, we're going to get
into that. I've been hearing that crap for the last 3-4 years.
Don't worry, we're going to get there, because I'm sick of it too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be proven right about something I said last week. But first, I want to get to, coming up next, something that Geno Smith said that I think I'm calling BS on. I don't think I'm going to believe this. We dive into that coming up next here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Tune into The Analysis Show every week presented by Gruber Law Offices. The Nassus the Dead Kumbo hangs out with special guests for fun and even surprising conversation. Maybe it's his live show with Giannis, a chat with Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love, getting the inside scoop on fighting with Logan Paul, or any other one of TA's unique guests. Find The Analysis Show on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Plus, you can subscribe to The Analysis Show on YouTube to see exclusive video content from Thanasis. The Analysis Show, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yes, that would have been much worse ended up happening.
Finally got the which would be worse and what would be better. Finally we figured it out.
You can't just be showing your junk on national TV.
It would have got a lot of clicks.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Maybe we're just trying too hard when really it's closer than
I have such a hard time believing this report that was out there that we found on Twitter, where Geno Smith apparently during a press conference this week.
It was a tweet.
Well, you saw it via tweet, but I think he said it, right? Oh. Like the tweet is from this ML Football, but I believe he actually said it during a press conference. Which is why that account tweeted something out. But he said he stopped watching TV 10 years ago? I don't believe that. I don't believe that a little bit. I don't believe that.
What does that mean? Stop watching TV.
That's what I want to say. Like, you're not watching, you know, Abbott Elementary on ABC. You're not watching, you know, whatever sitcom, or, you know, you're not watching The Equalizer on CBS. Like, we heard, Aaron Rodgers talked about it all the time. And Chewy, I'm sure you did this from time to time. Mm-hmm. I think you're a little bit different, though. Where players are watching the primetime games when they're not playing in them. Like, somebody might throw the football. Like, you're telling me Geno Smith in the last 10 years, after playing a game on Sunday at noon, isn't going home and flipping on the Sunday night game?
Typically, I wouldn't watch any unless, let's say, the 49ers are playing someone in the wild card game.
Sure.
And we know they're going to win and we're facing them next.
Yeah.
Then you take a peek.
I know that's you, but I think a lot of players do just kind of throw on the game when they get home, just to have it on in the background.
God, I remember when I was in college, I never watched the NFL. You just Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, we still had to work on Sunday. And never. I was so out of touch those 4 years I was at BC. But you don't watch it. But
if I walk
like, when you
Geno
go into
Smith's...
the facility, there's TVs everywhere.
Again, and like watching film, sure. I understand. Even though you're watching it on a screen, you're saying you're not watching TV. You're telling me I walk into Geno Smith's home. There's no TV in that living room? Is it TV specifically? Are you not watching any movies?
I mean, what if he's watching YouTube on his phone?
That's what I'm saying. How is that not the same thing? Like, I feel I'm calling BS on this.
I would consider myself not a big TV watcher. I've watched like The Bear basically over the past 3 years and not much else.
Okay.
But I'm constantly watching sports.
Yeah.
But that doesn't feel like TV the same way the shows that you named that I had no idea even existed.
Well, that was the point.
Yeah, like, Abbott Elementary.
I was trying to think of like the most random. Yeah. Like, I haven't watched either of them. I've just seen the advertisements during the football that I watch.
Right, and then like, is he calling TV streaming? Because streaming is a whole different thing.
Yeah, so he's not watching anything on Netflix.
Right, like even if you're a documentary guy, you're still watching TV. It's just not cable television or, you know, get up in the mornings. I don't know what that technically means. I think TV has become one of those things where people say they don't do it, even though they're doing it, and they don't realize they're doing it.
Just because you're watching it on your phone? Because I pull up Hulu on my phone, like that does that not suddenly count?
Well, and like your kid doesn't have the TV on, they're not watching Cocomelon, they're not watching whatever, the Bluey?
You probably watch less TV the older you get. Like, when did you watch your most TV?
I think you're watching your most TV right now. What'd you do this morning?
Did I watch UConn Gold?
Got an episode in?
Yeah, but that's not TV because
that
was
taped.
What do you mean that's not TV? That season, whatever.
You talk about TV more than anyone I know.
I do?
Yeah, you're always looking for new shows.
Yeah, and I don't find any. That's why I don't watch.
That's why you go back to UConn.
Presumed innocent.
Yeah.
Really good.
Most viewed, Seinfeld, Brady Bunch, Peaky Blinders, Stranger Things. That's useless TV. It's no information.
Yeah, but it's still TV.
Is it?
Now it has to be the news to be TV?
How about live?
Dan Rather has to be
live
TV, otherwise it doesn't count?
Hold on, what if he says, I don't watch any live TV?
Okay, that
would you
have
been
believe.
Okay with that?
So I would believe it. What I'm saying is, when somebody says they don't watch TV, I call BS. Because maybe you're not sitting down on your couch watching, but I guarantee you're watching something on your phone. You're watching
iPad.
Something. Yeah, iPad.
Yeah, but it's not watching. Live.
I don't care.
I don't even know if I watch live TV. It's sporting events.
Other than
sporting events.
But other than the news... And I guess reality television, what else is live TV? Like watching the show as it comes on?
Yeah, like if Seinfeld's on TV, are you not calling that watching TV?
It's the same as putting a thing in the VCR and watching it.
Video. You're still watching TV.
Yeah, but it's not live.
I don't understand the semantic.
So, live sports, the news, and SNL are what you consider TV?
Yes. Otherwise, it's a VCR.
What? VCR?
If you looked at my
VCR
TV
anymore.
Roll,
yeah.
It's all been around forever.
So, okay.
I don't watch the news. I can't stand the news. I could care less, you know? My news comes over whatever, updates on my phone.
Yeah, on your phone.
So I don't need to watch the news.
Sure. But that's the only thing that... So, like, I was watching the Olympics. I guess the only, like, real... I mean, I have YouTube TV, and I do have an antenna on both my televisions, because I want to be able to watch the sporting events live and not have to worry about the little bit of delay that goes with the streaming service. So, like, watching the Olympics, that's watching live TV?
Yeah, that is, because I watched the women's soccer game yesterday, which was very entertaining.
So that's live TV
live TV.
What if... So my wife last night, my wife is big into House of Dragon right now.
Yes.
She watched that live on, you know, the second it went, you know, the second the episode became available on
Max. I think that's different.
She turned it on.
That's like a sporting event.
Yeah, because like there was a specific time. So if something's on at a specific time and you watch it at that time, that counts as watching TV in your world?
Yes.
But if she would have watched... House of Dragon at 9:30 instead of 8 o'clock when it came on, that's no longer watching TV.
Correct. Because it's already out there. It's recorded. You can do it at your leisure.
So then, by that estimation, if you turn on TBS and they're playing Seinfeld, and it's airing at 6 and you're watching at 6, that's live television?
That's live, yes.
Okay.
You got it?
I'm having a hard time figuring. I think
I've got a better idea of your cockamamie idea.
No,
of what
I
live
think what he
is.
Really meant is I don't watch live TV.
Okay.
Which I kind of feel that's a little BS too.
But again, yes. Like somebody, if somebody comes up to you and says, I don't watch television.
Yes.
They're either Amish or they can't be trusted.
Yeah.
Those are the two options.
The only way I accept that is if you don't own TVs.
Like, my kids, all right.
But here's the thing.
My kids, everything they watch, Gabe, is on their phone.
Yeah.
Is that watching TV?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because the concept is still the same. Like, yeah, you're just watching it on a phone or a tablet.
Okay.
For example, so my previous living situation before my wife and I lived in, you know, bought our house, where we lived in a duplex, our best friends lived upstairs. And they, to best limit their screen time for their kids, they don't have a TV. Now, they have now invested in, like, they have a drop screen and a projector, but now their kids are watching. They've got three of them, so they've got to keep them entertained. Like, they're watching whatever on Amazon Prime on a laptop. Like, just, they're still watching TV.
Sure.
You're still watching TV that way. There's just so many different ways to deliver TV versus you having to walk up to the big old tube, actually clicking it on.
Why? Do you read more, Joshy, than you watch TV?
Oh, I probably read twice as much.
Why?
That's during the off season.
That's
though.
So 90s.
Once the reading is not the 90s.
Yeah, the
there's better things now. There's better things
than reading.
Yeah,
sure, but like reading's still part of like what you do. Like, not everything can be the best.
No, I agree.
You know, not everything can be the best.
Yeah,
Josh probably prefers watching a football game over reading.
Correct. During the season, it totally flips. But right now, what am I watching? The Brewers are hard to watch. I've watched more games on my phone than I have on a television.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Bally.
Yeah, so it's like, other than that, what the hell is there to watch?
Yeah, it is real slow.
So when Mussolini turns on Love Island, I walk to the back library and I read.
Love Island.
I did get a little hooked yesterday. I had a little hangover. It's just so absurd. You're like captivated. Like, what is this?
That's where I'm at with concerts. That's where I'm at. That's why I hate concerts. Because they sound better on the radio or whatever thing you have than going live.
Live music is always better.
No.
Always.
It's good when it's background noise. That I love. Go to a restaurant, guy on the guitar singing. But concerts are like, dude, you sound so much better when it goes through a computer and they filter your voice. Gabe? I'm right.
Depends upon the artist, sure. But like Josh went to Phish this weekend. And Phish is going to be, because of the nature of the band, like the live show is just wildly different than their recordings because of the way that the band operates. Right.
Not as good.
No, it's way better. Like the Grateful Dead would never be the phenomenon they are without their live performances. Because the recorded music is just not that interesting.
You know why people go there, Joshy.
Gummies?
I mean,
yes.
You can consume gummies anywhere, though, yeah. man. Like, let's
but
be honest.
But you can do it and listen to better music because it's been filtered by a computer.
No, people would just have
I've never gone to a concert and like, wow, that was so much better than their album.
I think you're like, going to the wrong concerts, bud.
Yeah, I think you're going to the wrong concert. Like, if you went I guess this is a bad example because she doesn't tour and doesn't have her residency in Vegas anymore. But people were just floored by Celine Dion.
And how good or bad she is.
And how amazing she was during the opening ceremonies of the Olympics on Friday.
Really?
Like, she was spectacular. And that's what, again, somebody like that or Adele or Whitney Houston when she was still with us. Like, when they are able to do what they do live, you're like, it's just a completely different level. It's
are they lip syncing?
Huh. No. Because it's very different
people
than the live
people have lip sync before.
Yes, I understand Milli Vanilli's a thing.
Not alone.
Ashley Simpson, yes.
You kept talking about VCRs. Do you still have one in your house? If you had to play a VHS, could you do it?
Yeah, because all my basketball tapes from high school are on there.
Those getting a good burn?
And I don't know how to convert them to anything.
You gotta see Chewy just yamming back in the day, Josh.
You could just mail those in and somebody would do it for you.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Ange.
Yeah.
Yeah, get Angie on. I'm sure she wants you to,
yeah, watch my
to
high
preserve
basketball tape.
Your high school basketball tapes. I'm sure that's high on her priority list. More on Jordan Love and the Packers training camp in 2 minutes. Jen, give it to it.
Never miss out on a second of the show. Find Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand. Sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drink.